This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What we have to realize is, you know, we've lost to a lot of NFC opponents, and you don't want to lose any games, but there's a large portion of our schedule that is ahead. We're going to play the AFC. We're playing our division, and we're playing AFC opponents. So, you know that dumb and dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Which I had to tell Rodney after that. It's like, but yeah, we actually ran a guy off the phone for saying the exact same thing earlier in the show, which we had to because you got to give me a reason why it is going to turn around other than there's time. Like, we've done this before. We did this back in 2021. Oh, there's time. There's time. There's plenty of time. Is there? There's not. There's no time. There is no time. The Jets just showed you yesterday. There is no time to turn these things around. We'll get to the Guardians again coming up at 7 o'clock. Also, two-second trivia coming up at 7:45. Your chance to win a four-pack of family four-pack of combo meals to Mr. Hero. That's coming up at 7:45. Must you win two-second trivia, though, first before that, so you can eat the combo meals. There is no time for this. And I know that, I hope Rodney, like, I hope he didn't mean what he was saying. You don't have time. The only way to eat a whale is one bite at a time. So you got to go out and you got to try to win this week, even though I don't think you're going to do it. And then you'd be 1-5, and then there's really no time at all. But I think the Jets just kind of scare me because it seems to be we are in, as much as I hate it, we are almost in the same category as them. Now, I would like to say that Aaron Rodgers has more power over his franchise than what Deshaun Watson does. I don't know if that'd be a true statement. Now, would it? Both teams have made very strong moves to go get what they were hoping is going to be a franchise quarterback. Did you watch that game on Sunday morning against the Vikings? Because over the last couple of weeks, teams have been bringing heat at Aaron Rodgers, and he's starting to show his age a little bit.
Sure.
On that heat. And teams have been bringing heat at Deshaun Watson, and he's starting to show that he might not be able to handle it. And we almost are going down the same path. And team fires their coach like they did yesterday in Robert Saleh, it does send my antennas up going, well, is he on notice because of that? Our guy on notice because of this?
The first thing I would say for Rodney, who was in with us yesterday, and, you know, we heard him, we saw his body language, like he's a veteran, so he also knows there can be urgency in a season because it can fall apart. I hope they're not just simply waiting for Nick Chubb. I hope they're not just sitting here going, Nick Chubb is going to come and solve issues. Maybe they're waiting on Deshaun to knock the rust off. All right, it's been a month. I mean, it's been over a month.
I think this is who he is.
And the film was not, as much as I gave him some excuses for what happened last week, the film was not
the Greg Cosell's Baldinger was.
Dude, he's missing the layups, and like even the worst offenses in the league. I don't care if it's Nathaniel Hackett. I don't care who it is. They all have layups built in. He's missing the layups. He's not reading the layups. Like, even before the offensive line breaks down, he's got stuff available to him that he's choosing not to go to. And you don't think Kevin Stefanski sees the difficulty the offensive line is having? They have built-in layups in the offense. And I think that's got to be frustrating for the coaching staff to see that the quarterback is not taking those.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that said, like, yeah, Stefanski has been an F this year. He's been an F. I mean, if you were to grade Kevin Stefanski, you would give him an F.
Do you think that he could be doing more with Deshaun Watson?
I don't know if it's that. I just think it's altogether. having a team believe. I'm talking about not just X's and O's.
If you think one guy could be doing more with Deshaun Watson, well, the other guy has $172 million in dead cap space if you let him go. So guess which one might need replacing then? So if you're giving him an F, why are you giving him an F? If you're giving him an F, I assume you think
it's looked. I think it is fair. I think it's fairly obvious that this has looked like a very poor coach football team. So coach gets an F.
What happened on fourth down? Yeah. I agree with you there.
I'm not just saying there. I'm just saying they can't line up. Uh-huh. Defense is now not lining up. The defense has been picked apart. Not all their fault. The offense has not put them in great positions. But I need the defense to put the offense in better positions. They haven't done that. I just think it's, man, if I were grading a lot of components of this team, it's a lot of F's.
So that's
right
interesting.
Now.
So because a lot of us are picking sides. Like, oh, Stefanski ain't that bad. Watson's garbage. Or there have been plenty of people going, get this guy who is mild-mannered with the hat out of here. I don't care how many awards he's won. He's ruining the quarterback. You're putting culpability on both.
That's the thing. I don't think Stefanski's ruined Watson at all. I just don't think he's coached well. I don't think it's... I think it's hard when your quarterback stinks and your quarterback has stunk for almost the entire season. But I also just look at the things that are happening, like the nonsense list, things like that. I don't know.
Stefanski, we're going to do that again soon? You got anything else to add to that?
Maybe. Stefanski, just for this team right now, I mean, they might need that fiery guy. That's not really him. That's not his DNA. He normally has his leaders on the team do that stuff. But when your quarterback is not a leader, and he quite fairly, it's right now fairly obvious that the guy, you have other teams, we'll play that audio, we have other teams and their players questioning how much confidence he has.
Sure, well, as hell will.
A quarterback that doesn't have confidence just simply can't lead. Like, no one's going to buy that stuff. More people buy into the backup quarterback and his leadership skills right now.
But they made him a captain and gave him a game ball.
That's right.
Should Kevin Stefanski be on notice after Robert Saleh was fired by the Jets? 216-474-0092.
What would you give Stefanski?
Wouldn't be an A, sure as hell. I think it would probably be a D. I'm a little bit nicer about it than you are, I think. But there's just so many things that have been a failure. Because I give him a D because I go, what can you do with this guy? What can you do? I did not hear any of the things that you heard. We do talk to different people, as much as people think that we are in lockstep on the people we talk to. You and I talk to very different people. When you are telling me that it might not have been his decision, or that it wasn't his decision to let go Alex Van Pelt, that to me sounds like a forced arranged marriage between him and Ken Dorsey. Okay, well, if you're sided with a person that you don't really want to work with, or you don't think is going to work out well, then how much credit do I give you for something that goes poorly? I can't say it's an overall F, but you're still the head coach, so you answer for illegal motion, illegal shift. You answer for these things that really should be taken care of before the season starts. And you, because you're the head coach, you still must answer for the quarterback. But because that quarterback has been inept, with the exception of one football game and one and a half games, basically, and maybe I'm being nice about it, how much can I really put on you? Still, it's not a mark that's passing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.